ದೇವರು ಇದೆಲ್ಲ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ ಜಾಕಿನೆಲ್ಲ ರಿವಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಚ್ಛೆ ನಹ್ಮದು ವ ನಸಲ್ಲಿ ಅಲಾ ರಸೂಲ್ ಕರೀಮ್. ಆಸ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ರೆಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ನೂಹ್ ಅಲೈಹಿ ಸಲಾಂ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ದಟ್ ವಿ ಲರ್ನ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಕಲ್, ದಟ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲೀಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್, ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅವರ್ ವೈಫ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್, ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಸ್ಬೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್, ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅವರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾರಿಡ್, ಓ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್, ಓ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಸ್ಟೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟಚ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ನೂಹ್ ಅಲೈಹಿ ಸಲಾಂ, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ that your family is only your true family if your family does what Allah wants your family to do, or you do what you are supposed to be doing, and then you are a person who's a family member to your family. Very important principle. And if we violate that and we do wrongful things, then we learn from Nuh alayhi salam that at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly said innahu lays, that as far as they are concerned, they are not your family. So for us, family goes beyond just blood. Family for us means that which is connected and helps us get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if our parents are disbelievers, it doesn't mean we don't help them. Like there was one fellow who converted to Islam, wonderful individual, and his mother was an elderly person, and he asked one or two questions to the local sheikhs, and the sheikh said, absolutely, you must take care of them. And he would go every weekend to his mother's house, and he would wash the dishes and do everything that was required for him to do. Clean the house, pick and span, do everything. He was a married man. He was a professor at a local university. But this is what Islam taught him. Islam taught him that just because you are Muslim, it does not mean you don't take care of what is necessary. But at the same time, we have to draw the line. And the line has to be drawn. There's a very simple usul we follow. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. That you do not follow the creation of Allah when you are made to be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an usul, by the way. This is the rule when they're giving fatwas. This is one of the things they will use there. And they say that once that individual is violating what Allah wants them to go towards, then at that point we can say, I'm sorry, you have to go your way. And where we can gather together, we will be together. And Nuh alayhi salam teaches us the same thing. And it's a very big challenge in today's time because we have children, we don't want to lose our children, and because we don't want to lose our children, we end up losing ourselves. And we end up losing our families, losing our wives, losing our husbands, and this is a great tragedy. So from Nuh alayhi salam we learn something very critical, that we have to draw the line sometimes in certain places. Another very important thing we learn is that many of us have a definition of family. Family is defined in our terms as so-and-so is the father, so-and-so is the son will respect the father, etc., etc. In Islam, there is a word, if you look at the word father, grandfather, in fact, you can ask Maulana, yeah, we studied Usul al-Shashi, it's a wonderful kitab, and they talk about parents. What is a father? Actually, a father is not just a father. My father is my father, my grandfather is also my father, my great-grandfather is also a type of my father. In Islam, it is very, very serious. My children are not just my children, they are my children, and my grandchildren are also my children. In other words, I have to be responsible up and down and be loving up and down, meaning parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and downwards as well. And we live in a very unique society. I mean, I hear people saying this all the time. They say, I can't wait till my child is 18. Once my child is 18, he's living his life, I'm living my life. Once she's 18, she can do whatever she wants. She wants to come home on time, she can come home on time. She wants to come late, she can come late. It's her business. That's not Islam. That is jahiliyyah. That is ignorance. A parent will be a parent and will remain a parent till the day a parent dies. And a child will remain a child. And we have to teach this to our children. In a very sincere and loving way, that you are going to be my child and I expect certain things from you. I'm not going to negotiate certain things. And this is exactly what Nuh alayhi salam is teaching us. And it is something that we should take very, very seriously for our own benefit and also for the benefit of those around us. And also we learn the story of various other prophets as well. Let me just skim through, so that way I don't spend too much time on very many things. We start, for example, in Surah Hud, we have the story, or regarding Surah Hud, to make it simple, it is said, Shaybatni Hudun wa Akhawatin. Rasulullah says something very important, O Kama Qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that as far as the surah is concerned, it made me, the white hairs you see on me, Rasulullah says, it is because of Surah Hud. Now what does he mean by that? Here we hear the story of various prophets and the challenges that they went through. And regardless of the challenges they went through, they stood firm on what Allah wanted them to stand firm on. Whether they were hurt, whether they were laughed at, whether they were mocked at, whether their families sort of wanted to go away from them, you name it, they went through it. But one thing they remained on, like, you know, the kids, when they're playing basketball, what do they say? Have your eye on the ball. That's what they say. Have your eye on the ball. When the guy misses it, they say, have your eye on the ball. That's all they talk about. Eye on the ball. Whole game, eye on the ball. How can you talk about eye on the ball for 45 minutes? These kids can do it for 7 hours. And we, alhamdulillah, are adults. And our eye should be on what? What Allah wants us to do. How Allah wants us to relate. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to connect. And this is very, very important, because if we are not going to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are going to have a challenge connecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then rest assured, as far as children are concerned, then they are going to have a lot more harder time than you and I. So inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk a little more about this given surah, and tomorrow we'll be finishing this surah, and also inshallah, Sheikh over here will be starting Surah Yusuf. So I hope that you can be here for that as well. It'll be nice for you to at least go over that surah, inshallah, before you come. So that way you can enjoy. Surah Yusuf is a very beautiful surah. It's the only surah in the Quran where basically it's a story that starts off with once upon a time, and it ends off with whatever it has to end up with. In other words, people came to the Prophet of Allah and said, tell us certain things. And this is a very important lesson. Rasulullah said everything from beginning to end regarding, for example, the story Yusuf. Regarding Surah Yusuf. And after he said everything, what they said, no, we don't want to follow you. That's it. Thank you for the story. Thank you for everything. And we're going to go back our own way. If this is what people are doing to prophets, may Allah's blessings be upon them all. If this is what happened to prophets, my brothers and sisters, what is going to be our condition with our families? So number one, that's what Allah says in the Quran, Qu anfusakum. Your family is important. But first, we have to put ourselves right. Anfusakum, ourselves. If we don't put ourselves right, trust me, no way we're going to put them right. If we cannot pray, trust me, you'll be lucky if they can pray. And if we don't pray, only pray twice a year, you'll be lucky they can pray once a year, if not sometimes in a lifetime. I'll give you a true story. But the Ghassan is here, mashallah. A guy came in, was it, a few days ago, with a membership, you remember? The guy came in the masjid, mashallah, got to become a member if you have to, there's no problem. Why I say if you have to, because first I said you got to become a member, I had to quickly change it after that and say if you want to or you like to, because if I say you got to become a member and I stop there, somebody will say where is it wajib and faraz, etc. So don't get me on the technicality. But anyway, the brother came in to give his membership. So Brother Ghassan said, and we told him, you got to fill up a form. So he says, yeah, give me the form. So we got out to give him the form. Now we're coming in for Dhuhr Salah. This guy takes the form. He's standing there, he goes out. He does not pray. He doesn't care to pray. He's asking us, are you all going to pray? Oh, you're going to pray. Okay, I'll come back later. He went up, and Brother Ghassan is saying, more than the form, we need you to pray, brother. We need you to pray. You are coming here at Salah time. And he doesn't care about the prayer. Now, alhamdulillah, at least he came to the masjid. At least he filled up the form. At least he thought of Ramadan. At least he is having good thoughts. Alhamdulillah, we give him credit. But there's a very important point here. The man has no concept of the 5 daily salah. He was lost about it. Am I correct? He was actually lost. And I've seen many brothers like this. Eid al-Adha time come, people will come and they say, we need to give money for slaughtering an animal. They'll be coming during salah time. During salah time, they are coming in. And they don't have any concept of salah. They don't even know it is dhuhr. Some of them don't even know there is 5 daily salah. All they know is Eid salah. And Ramadan you fast and you do this and do that. My brothers, a serious point. We perform 20 rakats, you'll be lucky they perform 8. You perform 8 rakats, you'll be lucky they perform 4. You perform 4 rakats, you'll be lucky they even come to the masjid. This is the reality of what's happening. So we learn something very important from these stories.
We have to reconnect with Allah, who anfusakum and wa ahlikum. And we have to connect with our wives. Forget the children for now. We have to connect with our wives and connect with our husbands. And once we connect with them on a level of deen, inshallah, the children will learn through examples. Psychologists have proven this over and over again. Children do not learn from speeches. Children learn from what? Yeah, modeling. Yeah, the exact word is modeling. They use the word modeling. Psychologists have that word. They learn, in other words, they don't learn with all the theories you give them. It's how you do things. As you said, action, you're right. As you do things, that's exactly what they do. You know, the joke goes something like this. Knock, knock, the kid opens the door. Can I meet your dad? Oh, my dad said he's not home. Imagine, my dad said he's not home. We laugh at this joke. This is exactly what is going on in our families. So inshallah, let's learn from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Today being a Thursday night, let's also send durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let us make added dua for our husbands, our wives, our families, our children, our grandparents. And let's connect on two levels. One is with the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and also with the various prophets and the great message they have left. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, guide us, and bless us. Wa akhu da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.